Hi, I'm Steve Owens, and you've got the School of Hollywood podcast. And I personally want to take a moment to thank you. We've only been around for a couple weeks, but our growth has been phenomenal. It's because of you, the entertainment people. Upcoming shows, we're going to have A&R execs, producers, directors, casting directors, bands, and singers talking about how they made their roads to Hollywood. Today, we have Sandra Santiago, and she's going to be talking about her new TV series, which is on Tubi and just premiered on December 18th. So sit back and let's find out about her journey from Mexico to Paris to Los Angeles. Hi, it's Steve Owens on School of Hollywood, and Sandra Santiago is with me, and she's had a very interesting path to Hollywood. You went from Mexico, and then you flew off to go to school in Paris, enjoyed the life in France. Why?
Why? I guess I love art. I love museums. I love to talk to people. I love learning new cultures, and I love food, and I love French food. Yes.
But the portions are so small over there.
But there is so, they give you so many dishes, so it's good. We have, so many dishes, and the food is amazing. I love French food. Mm-hmm. And also, I love the language. I love the buildings, the bakery, the croissants, the gâteau au chocolat. Le pain au raisin, le brioche, le café au lait. You know, I love all that. So I love to eat, and I love culture. I really enjoy my stay in Paris. I really love to learn the language and to experience French people.
While you were in Paris, did you have an opportunity to work in a French movie?
I didn't work in the movie industry when I was there, but I danced with a Mexican folkloric ballet. It's the name is Amalia Hernandez. They came to visit. I was a student in Paris. I was studying literature at that time, French literature. And they came and they invited me to participate and be part of the ballet in one of their performances when they visit Paris. So other than that, I just studied theater there.
When did you realize that you had the bug for Hollywood?
You know, I watched a movie in Tokyo in the bridges of Madison County with Meryl Streep. Mm-hmm. And there is a scene where she is in her truck, filling her gas in her truck, or waiting for the universe to let her know what to do. It's raining, I remember, and then she has to decide to stay with her partner or to leave him for somebody else and start a new life. Oh my God, I get goosebumps even now. And I realized that I wanted to do that. I wanted to run away with my passion and do that. So that's when I decided that I had to go to where I belong. So that's why I'm here. Yeah.
So what was the first project you booked?
I booked a commercial with a very famous telephone company in England, Orange, I believe. And I booked a big commercial, and then from there, you know, I've been like knocking the doors in every casting agency, and I keep producing, working, and doing what I love to do.
Well, you're working with Ponch on a TV show, Eric Estrada. So tell us about the show.
Oh, well, you know, this is an adventure to work with Eric. We have they're going to start the screening tomorrow. It's December 18 on Tubi. That's how you call
it. Okay.
Yeah, and you can watch it around the world. It's a TV series. It's a little bit like The Sopranos and has a a diversity cast. I played the wife of the Santos, you know, the matriarch of the Santos family. Eric Estrada is the boss, the main guy there, and I'm his wife. We have some kids, and everything gets around our family.
So Eric's not playing a cop? Come on! Well, at least you'll know how they operate.
You have to watch it. It's another adventure.
The name of the series?
La Sangre Negra.
Give that to us again. Nice and slow. It sounds very sweet.
Sangre Negra.
Perfect. And it's on Tubi. Is that like an app that you can download on the phone and watch it? Do you know if that's available?
Download it, and I heard it's free, so you can find out more about Sangre Negra. In English, it's black blood. That's what it means.
And you've done 8 shows on the series, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw that you did 9/11. How was it working on that show?
Oh, I love working with Angela Bassett. Yes, I really love to work with her. And Chad Lowe was the director. He was an amazing director, and I really connected with him. I love working on set with the cast. And I had an amazing role. I saved the day. I saved the kid from this big tsunami. So, looking forward to go back. So I shot an episode. Blessed to have worked with the Queen, Angela Bassett.
Well, what's interesting is Chad's brother is on the other 9/11 Lone Star.
There you go. So maybe I can work there too. I see.
Exactly.
Work with the brother.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I actually had gotten a platinum album for Michael Jackson's Bad, and I read that you worked on Searching for Neverland, which was based on a book, Remember the Time. What was your character, and what was your feeling of Michael's life after you completed the movie?
I always loved his music, and when I graduated from high school, I danced one of his songs. I danced Beat It.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
I heard that I booked that film. Wow, I was walking on clouds. It was an experience to be part of the legacy of this amazing artist that got into much trouble on all his life. And I love the artist, and I think I would have loved to meet him, but I didn't. But I worked in his film, so that's enough.
Exactly. So in your career, what has been the hardest role for you to play and why?
I don't think I think you, when I have problems interpreting a character, it's mainly my, I guess, my accent gets on the way in sometimes in different characters, so I had to make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a challenge that I had to overcome. I know that I have people telling me you have to get your accent needs to be gone. You need to reduce your accent, and I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not easy, but every day I'm working, learning new words and getting better on my speech. So I think that's one of my main challenges, pronunciation, accent. I speak French and Japanese and some Italian, but I shouldn't say that is the why and why I have an accent. It's maybe I'm being... and been focusing in other things instead of my accent. Now I think it's the time to focus more and perfecting my accent. So that I'm working on that.
Looking at your Instagram, I see that you're quite involved in diversity in Los Angeles, especially with the Hispanic community. Yes. Do you feel that Hollywood has changed from people speaking up?
Yes, I think so. I think so. We have a lot of beautiful young Latinos in every field. And I think we are improving. We see more people in front of the camera. And nowadays, with all these things going on around the world, we're becoming more unified, I think, you know, with all this pandemic going on around the world, and then social media being a tool for us to communicate around the world and seeing, I think it's creating a different effect in all of us and seeing how we are all one, and it doesn't matter what color we have and what accent or no accent we have, what language we speak, we are all the same and we feel the same, and we are going to end up the same. Mm-hmm. Without a body. yeah.
So. Speaking of accents, have you run into the problem where, I know a lot of castings will say we want a specific accent, whether it be Puerto Rican, Los Angeles, or Tex-Mex, or Spain?
Yes, and when they tell me, oh, now do it without the accent. I was like, oops. Let me call somebody else. Yeah, so I have to be honest, Steve. It hasn't been easy for me to get rid of my accent, but I never saw it as an obstacle. So, but now I'm seeing it that I becoming every day becoming better and better, and I think it's something that I need to work on. And I'm a professional, and I want to perfect my skills. So I keep trying, and I'll do my best to give my audience the best I can, so I can communicate in a way that is welcomed by everyone.
That's awesome that you're working on your career and realizing what the perfection steps are needed for you. What advice would you give a young Latin actor starting in the business?
I think we should just follow our hearts. And, you know, sometimes we have a lot of fear and do things that we love to do because we don't feel like we are pretty enough, tall enough, younger enough, smart enough, or because we have an accent, or because we don't, or because we live on the hills, or because we live in the hood. Oh, you understand, there is always something that we will create so we can stop ourselves to do what we love. But one thing that I can advise all these young girls, beautiful girls and boys that are coming to entertain the future generation is just to shine your light. You have to keep shining, and you have to keep your integrity. Keep your integrity, because you know what's the best for you. Your mom doesn't know. Your dad doesn't know. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the neighbors, whoever, is you. You were born by yourself, you end up by yourself. So, and the things in between, you create all those wonderful things. And I know that if you follow your integrity, you will create magic. And that's what the world needs, magic. Yeah.
Very well said. Yeah. I like that. That was very, very nice of what you said. So tell me about the roads to getting your first agent.
Wow. I remember that I started sending like postcards and headshots and resumes to a lot of agencies. At that time, we had Samuel French, and I went to buy the Samuel French, the casting directors, and then in Hollywood, and then agents in Hollywood, and so on, and then figuring out who were looking for actors like me, like with dark hair or ethnic looking, and et cetera. So I kept sending information. And finally, somebody reached out to me, and I went to an interview, and I remember I did a monologue and I got it. I remember that my first agent was in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard, and that's where I booked my first commercial.
Yeah. Fabulous. So I know you've now venturing into producing. Is that so you can get the right role for you?
Gosh, everything happened because we just wanted to create. My friend and I, we were like hungry to create some art. And then we said, well, why don't we create something together? And that's how I started it. So I, and he had a story and I thought that I could be perfect for the story. He agreed. And then we are going to make a movie. And I'm very excited for that project.
It's and what's his name?
The Life Force.
No, his name.
Oh, Eric Marino Hall.
Okay. Actually, I know Eric from Higa Machada. Had set up a breakfast, and I met him, and those two fight in jiu-jitsu together. So it's a very small world.
So Eric and I got together. We were thinking about creating something magical, something that we can expose our talents. And he says, Sandra, I have this. And we were thinking in having a writer coming on the team. But at that time, the person was not able to come. And then we kept talking. And he said, well, I have a story. And I said, what is the story about? It's about a dancer. I'm like, hello, I'm a dancer.
Which I saw quite a bit of videos on your Instagram.
There you go. And then... I fell in love with the story. The main character loses her dad. I lost my dad too. And it was like so much things that I had in common that I love about the character. And I said, let's do it. And we are going to create a magic project because of that.
And you also did like a crowdfunding to get the money for it?
Yes, we did a crowdfunding, and it was very challenging because in the middle of the COVID-19, and we made it go through. We made it right, and we raised the money, and we have some money to start production. So,
what steps did you take to promote your crowdfunding?
There is an agency that is Avenida Productions. And I reached to her, and I have met her years before, and also she has had done amazing campaigns and with John Leguizamo and Ben de Jesus and many people that I know. And I said, I want you to guide me and help me. And I went to Sundance 2020, and I was in one of her events, and I was just following the CEO from Avenida Productions, Fanny Grande and Nelson Grande. They're a married couple, and they are the CEOs of Avenida Productions, and they help with crowdfunding. So I asked for help, and they guide me from the beginning to the end, and we made it. We made the campaign.
That's awesome. So what makes you tick every morning to get up and say, let's do another day in Hollywood?
You know, Steve, you are an entertainer. It's something we have inside of us. I'm happy all the time. I remember when I was not doing what I love, Steve, and I was miserable. I was so miserable. I could have, you know, the best things around me. I could have anything I wanted, but I didn't have what I have now. I have the passion, the love to live life every moment and do something that will create something that I like. It's art. Art. It's just whatever. Even cooking. Creating this podcast with you. Talking to you about movies, about commercials, about actors, about entertainers, about people that help entertainers. It's just like magic. I think artists are magic. We enlighten the world, and we make people happy or sad or have a good time or angry or upset, or we make them change their outlook of life, or they change their fashion because of us, or so we make people have different futures. I think that's what I love, to wake up and be me, because I know one person will be happy that I live, that saw my craft, that saw my art, and will be able to see, oh wow, I had a good time looking at her in blah. Yeah.
Well, you also are incredibly gorgeous when you're on the red carpet. Some of those dresses are like, wow. Did you ever play pageants? Because a lot of them look like they may came from a pageant. It's that elegant.
Thank you. I'm Latin. We Latinas, we love makeup, we love hair, we love nails, we love lashes, we love long dresses. And I think it's part of me being Latina. We just love to be woman.
So how you've been dealing with the pandemic and not being able to go shop for those dresses, having to stay at home?
Well, I haven't worn one of those dresses for a while. So I think the last time I wore a long dress was on the photo shoot to promote the campaign that I was when I was raising money for the Life Force. And to tell you the truth, I haven't worn one of those dresses after that. So looking forward to wear one of those dresses again in the near future.
So have you adapted to the new self-taping at home, and have you found it a challenge to try to pick the right take as you're recording them?
I'm blessed because I started learning. I bought the lights, I bought the equipment. So I'm learning every single day in preparing for these self-tapes, preparing the light, the voice, and choose the best, I guess. Yeah, it's a lot of challenge, but I think it's better for us actors because we have more control in what the casting director is going to see. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit more chances, I think.
Exactly. So how have you been finding the readers for you? Have you had a problem with that?
Well, I have a team. I have the Acting Center. It's a school where I go, and they helped me with prepare my auditions, and my manager also advised me to go with so-and-so and tape it, and that's what I do sometimes, or I ask a friend, or I ask a relative, and it's a challenge.
What were the last five things you have watched on TV?
I'm watching, I just watched a movie, Ava.
Ava, yep.
I really liked it.
So did I. She was intense, and then you had John Malkovich and Colin Farrell.
I really loved that.
Yeah.
I like that. She's tough and she's smart, and I really like it. Gina Davis was amazing as a mom too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like her. Also, I'm watching the Netflix show about chess. The beautiful young girl that is amazing doing chess. What's the name of that TV show?
I just call it The Chess Show.
I'm watching that right now.
Have you watched Selena yet?
Selena. Como la flor. Con tanto amor. Yes. Who couldn't remember that girl? You know, that wonderful Latina that empowers so many kids to be who they are. So, I'm watching that too.
That was a great one. Any TV shows that you would like to be on?
Shameless. I would like to be in Shameless.
John Levy, listen up. She wants to be on your show.
Yes, that'll be awesome. And that'll be nice. Or one of those cop shows, 911, if they call me back. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with Chad and Angela Bassett. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Mm. Call me back, you guys.
Hey, who would not be on a set with Angela Bassett? Come on.
Come on. I think she was born. You need a Latina working with you guys.
So, Sandra, where are you on social media that people can find you?
Sandra Santiago. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yes.
And once again, what's coming out on Tubi?
Sangre Negra. And it's December 18th. you guys can watch it. It's around, you know, nowadays you can watch it around the world and it's for free. You can download the app and then you can see Eric Estrada and my work on that show. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like from my performance. And I promise you that I'll get better and keep working on my craft.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me, Steve, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to The School of Hollywood. Please follow us on Instagram at School of Hollywood and subscribe so you can hear our next episode. I'm Steve Owens. Until next time, continue to follow your dreams and look to the stars for your success.